Hello, everyone. Welcome to Here's What I'm Saying podcast, segment 8, School of First Thought, How It Works, Cleansing Room. In the cleansing room, you will mentally remove, by using your imagination, of course, the self that you are identifying with now. I simply want you to place the self that you know at this moment in time on the imaginary shelf. You can at any time embrace this self if you feel the need. In order to build a greater self, you must be willing to detach from the old self that has been with you all your life. Please remove and place the following on the imaginary shelf. The first one is social statuses, which mean poor, working class, middle class, upper class. Please place it on the imaginary shelf. Your social roles, such as teacher, professor, doctor, mother, father, sister, etc., on the shelf. Your self-images, meaning personal views or mental images we have of ourselves, such as good-looking, ugly, victim, failure, athlete, intelligent, stupid, personality, disorders, medical disorders, etc. Your emotions. Yes, emotions. Emotions have a way with keeping us where we don't want to be. I say again, emotions have a way with keeping us where we don't want to be. I tread lightly when I ask you to place your emotions on the shelf. The emotions I'm referring to are those of fears, worry, doubts, guilt, compulsion, hatred, and a host of other negative emotions that we tend to identify with. Please hurry and remove these emotions by placing them on the shelf. The only emotion I want you to hold dear to you while you're being stripped of your identity is that of love. Yes, you heard me. The only emotion that you can have on this journey of discovering self is love. Please remove your belief system. Place them on the shelf, such as principles from which we live our daily life. Belief systems govern our thoughts, words, and actions. We need these belief systems to function in the game called life. But for now, I want you to place them on the shelf. Your physical body. Now it is time to remove the physical body with all its many organ systems, such as the skeletal system, which consists of bones, cartilage, tendons, and ligaments. Place them on the shelf. Your muscular system, such as muscles throughout the body. Please put them on the shelf. Your circulatory system, heart, blood vessels, and blood. Your nervous system, which consists of your brain, your spinal cord, and your peripheral nerves. Your respiratory system, your nose, your trach, and your lungs. Your digestive system, your mouth, esophagus, your stomach, and small and large intestines. Your excretory system, which consists of kidney, ureter, bladder, and urethra. And your endocrine system, which consists of your hypothalamus, your pituitary, apparently I can't pronounce that right, your hypothalamus, your pituitary, your thyroid, your pancreas, and your adrenal glands. Forgive me if I mispronounced it. Your reproduction system, which consists of the female ovary, your uterus, your vagina, and your mammary glands. The male system, testes, seminal vesicles, and penis. Your lymphatic immune system, which consists of your lymph nodes and your vessels, white blood cells, and T and B cells. Now, we have stripped you of your physical body. And now that you have removed everything that you have identified with your entire life, it's time to seek out a greater you. How does it feel to detach from all those things that might have been weighing you down in one way or another? I know I feel light as a feather now that I have detached from all that matter. Seriously, matter as in physical stuff. I'm ready to explore a greater me. How can I explore a greater me? Where do I begin? Well, I see you are ready to get started. I must first make sure you are aware of what just happened. You just stripped yourself of your identity. Do you know what this means? This means that you are back to being energy. I mean pure energy without the excess luggage, meaning burdens that have imprisoned you in one form or another. You are free to create newer and greater energy by introducing new life scripts into your thoughts, your consciousness. Remember, your thoughts are nothing but patterns of information and energy. By stripping yourself of the old patterns you have just played with your consciousness, you are open to receive new patterns of information and energy. Now here is the moment to ask about your intentions. I mean, what is it that you desire to do? If you are not sure or simply do not have a clue, this is okay, but you must now begin thinking about what are your intentions. Remember, you are birthless, deathless, ageless spirit. You strip yourself back down to nothing but energy. Now, please go play with your consciousness.